Log Talk Radio. Father, we thank you. It reaches the highest mountain, flow to the lowest valley. It'll never, never lose its power. Thank you for that blood. Father God, we thank you that your word says that we're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony, Father God. We just bless you for these, your people, my brothers, my sisters, Lord. We count it a blessing to be amongst them, amongst my sisters and brothers on this line that I don't know of, Father God, but I lift them up, Father, in love. Father, in thanksgiving, we just thank you, Lord, today. We thank you, Father God, that if there be anything in our heart not pleasing to you, gut it out. Have thine way, Father God. Have thine way in our life, God. Let us look like you, sound like you, walk like you. Demonstrate the life that Jesus Christ died for us. You said we're to be followers of him, and for that we thank you. Teach us how to be a follower. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for a mighty man of God who's going to speak your holy word. We thank you for all these mighty men and women of God. That, Father God, you've spoken a word, now word, in this season into their spirit. We bless you for it, Lord God. We ask you that you give us ears to hear, Father God, that we'll not only be hearers of the word, but we'll be doers. But you said if we're not doers, we're deceiving our own self. And nothing like deceiving your own self, Father God. We just thank you. We love you. We bless you. Now, Father God, we say speak now. We're listening. Speak now, Father God, for we're listening. That your word, Father God, will fall on good ground. And it will accomplish what it was sent to do. It will not return to you void. Lord, and we thank you. We bless you now in the mighty, matchless, holy name of Jesus. Father God, we speak it and decree and declare it by faith, and it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We thank God. I could say evangelist, pastor, sister, but that's my real sister. That's my, we double sisters and brothers. Not only actual mother, but we have the same spiritual father. And I just thank God for her. She's such a mighty woman of God, doing God's will. Kind of hard to find her not talking about the Lord. And if you talk about something, she's going to end up throwing Jesus up in there. So I thank God for her obedience today and for sharing with us. This week, we're talking about relationship with grace. And so we're going to go over and we're going to review. Anybody would like to comment on anything? You all know on Sunday we usually do the review, so you're open to share and just jump in. I always tell people get in where you fit in, because if I get a roll going, you better stop me and say, Pastor. But we started Monday by giving you all the definition for the grace, and then we followed it up with relationship. So we'll just go back there for a minute, because defining the word grace, which has a lot of biblical meaning, not only gracious, I thank God for Brother Craig, who brought out the Hebrew word. Brother Craig from Pennsylvania, he brought out the Hebrew word and gave that to us. And also he brought us another Bible we can study in called the Blue Letter Bible, which is great. This word grace, it's also the same word in the Old Testament, favor. So when you see where God found favor with people, he put the grace of God in their lives. And so the word grace in the Greek also means admire. The word reference to as the word grace, also kindness. I kind of like that, because grace is being kind, you know. I gave a definition for grace. It means pretty much whatever you need done, grace to do it. I look at grace as God's helpmate.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to think about that, because when we went to Ephesians 5, you know, in a relationship, you help one another. You bless one another. You do good to one another. I know we did a little bit on relationship, not a lot, but we did a little bit. And relationship really means, you know, you have an affair going on. You know, a relationship is like an existing affair between the two. So when you got a relationship with grace, you know God is going to be there for you. You know grace is going to be there for you. He assured us. And we talked about Moses, and I think that was Tuesday that Pastor and Evangelist Sharon really did a great job Tuesday. See, one of the things that God wants us to know is not only grace, but know the knowledge of grace. That was the real key right there, knowing the knowledge behind grace, why God gave us grace, why he has grace. See, grace can take care of anything that you need that you can't take care of. Now, let me slow down and say this again.
Hallelujah.
Grace will take care of anything you need that you can't take care of. That's why we had to have grace. That's why we had to have Christ. The Bible said he was full of grace. Remember over there in John 1, 14, he was full of grace. Because everything we needed was in Christ. Didn't matter.
Yeah. Amen.
And it's adequate. That's what God told Paul. Said, now, my grace is adequate. It is sufficient. Whatever you need, it'll take care of. You got to know that, brother.
Yeah. Amen.
Anything from a lot of time, but we need to have a relationship with grace. Just like you have a relationship with God. Some people think they got one. I don't know if they got one now. But anyway, a relationship is when you begin to trust one another.
It
brings about passion. And so that's what we tried to get across this week, pretty much, is having a relationship with grace. And in doing so, that's why I like what Peter said, the Lord is gracious. Hallelujah. The Lord is just gracious, man. I mean, when you think about how good he's been and how he brought us and how he saw us and was kind to us when everybody else was mean to us and he didn't see us out of other folks' eyes. God was so gracious. He was so kind not to damn us, but instead raised us. So we gave you all some foundational scriptures, and we also, one of the foundational scriptures taught us that grace is God's gift. And if you see it as a gift, that's something you receive. And if you begin to receive God's gift, it becomes yours. That's something you can hold on to. That's something you can treat as your own. Make it personal, you know. And then we looked up some words, and we had a couple foundational scriptures. But one of the things that I liked was Ephesians 2. 4 and 5 was one of the scriptures. So let's go there, brothers and sisters, to Ephesians 2:4-5. You want to begin reading for us, Evangelist Sharon, please?
Yes. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to that wonderful sister. Yes.
Roper.
Thank God for selection. I just love that song with every fiber of my being. If you just listen to the words, he just thought of and did everything. Even when we didn't think that much of ourselves, he was still thinking of us like that. And so that's a blessing, yes. And you said Ephesians 2. Oh, I see why. I'm sorry. 4 and 5 in the King James reads, as follows. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Thank you, Evangelist Roper, for that powerful prayer. Amen. To God be all the glory. Amen. I'm just so full, Pastor. I'm going to try to read here. And in the song it says, praise God, I am free. Amen. Praise God. Whew. Praise God. Okay, let me calm down here. Okay, Ephesians 2, hallelujah, 4 and 5. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Previously, Paul talked about our sinful nature. And here he emphasized that we do not need to have anything other than grace, if you could see it this way, because he said, now this is what grace did. While we were yet dead, he quickened us. He quickened our dead spirit. Our spirit wasn't alive to him.
Hallelujah.
And we started to see this spiritually. Now, our spirit really was dead to Christ, but it was alive to other stuff. No, our spirit was alive to everything but really Christ. And yet, God saw fit to allow grace to come in, make our spirit alive right then, and we became alive with Christ in the place that we began to come alive to the Word of God. The Word of God became alive to us. That was grace doing that. That was God's unmerited favor was doing that. God found favor in us. Just like he found favor in Mary. He found favor in Noah. God found favor in Esau. And allowed your spirit to die. And so Paul says that, he says that we were dead because of sin.
Because of sin. Say that. Say it.
Wasn't necessarily your fault or whatever, but because you was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, that's just who we were. So, Doctor, let me show you how I'm going to get you to see another side of this thing. So God allowed grace to come. So when she came, while we were yet dead now, grace opened our spirit up. And said, in other words, your eyes became open now. And you began to see, wait a minute. That's a beautiful thing to be on the Lord's side. It's a beautiful thing to be together with God.
That's right. That's
and he raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, you've got to see the process in this. It's kind of mind-blowing. But the devil had no clue that grace was going to take care of sin.
Say it now. So true.
See, and the world even today think you're doomed because of sin. They don't understand 2 Corinthians 5:21 that said he's already made Jesus to be sin for us so we could be righteous. But God took grace. He stuck grace up in there. And grace became the common denominator. Grace became the equalizer.
All right now.
Yeah.
Amen.
So whatever we needed need to be saved. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
So God said, I got Grace here. Grace, go take care of them. They need salvation. Yeah. They need, you got it, Christ. So Christ robed himself up, came down in the form of a man. You know, he stopped down in Bethlehem, all that good stuff. And he died. Right. You and brothers and sisters. Because we couldn't do it.
That's
we
fine.
Couldn't pay for the debt that was on us.
Mm-hmm.
But God saw that we was worth dying for. God saw that we needed help, and the only way we was going to get help is to be our spirit and be recreated by
Thank
the grace
you,
of God. That's what he did. That's exactly what he did. Now, once he raised us up and we got the mind of Christ, we can sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. See, that's the spirit. Now, that's not a mystery. So when you see Christ Jesus, that means spirit, then man, before you saw Jesus Christ. But he said, no, no man after the flesh, even though you've known Jesus, don't know him as Jesus Christ, but know him as Christ Jesus. Know him after the spirit, see? Because now you're in the spirit of God. You're living by the spirit of God. You're operating in the spirit of God.
Yeah.
You're a new spirit now. Your spirit is new. Oh, you got that same body, but don't worry about that body because you got another body that's not made by hand. God wanted to get a spirit right. So that spirit will fit in that right body that he had prepared for us before the foundation of the world. Well, God said, I did it by grace. Well, by grace are you saved through your faith. Now, you got to have faith in this grace.
That's right.
And that's
not
of yourself. It is the gift of God. So, like I always tell everybody, hey, a gift is just a gift until you receive it. And once you receive it, then it becomes yours. You know, here Christmas time coming around. I can give you all the gifts there is, but it's not yours till you receive it. Understand
Amen.
That about gifts. That's the thing about the gifts. You have to receive it, or it's not yours. It's just out there. It's like a package. It's just like on the shelf. But it becomes yours when you go, oh, Lord, I receive it. I receive greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Lord, I receive it. Hallelujah. That I'm a new creation. Lord, I receive your righteousness.
That's right. Hallelujah.
See, once you began to receive this stuff.
Hallelujah.
Okay, the review. That's what we're talking about. Rest of this review.
That's all right. That's all right. Let God use you.
The great challenges of grace characterize the nature of God. It's the challenges of grace. And grace had some things to deal with. If you could see her having to deal with stuff, that had just bless your heart when you see it in the spirit in the word of God. But in 1 Peter 5 and 10, 1 Peter 5 and 10. That was another scripture this week jumped out at me. Now, if anybody have any scripture we on this week that dropped out, jumped out on you, we want you to don't hesitate to share.
1 Peter 5 and 10. Amen. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, we have suffered a while. Make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Yes, and that's the most important part. Because if you can't get all of that, what God does with grace, what this scripture just said, then your mental health's not good, and when your mental health's not good, it makes your physical body weak. So God covers all bases. This is such a powerful scripture. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. From the Message Bible, it won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Just need to meditate for a moment so you can see. Grace, God said, I got all the grace, but mm-hmm. the God of all grace. So whatever kind of grace available, God said, I'm the God of it. He mm-hmm. said, matter of fact, I called you to this eternal glory. Now watch mm-hmm. that. See, mm-hmm. Paul wasn't the only one talked about Christ Jesus. Here, Peter, because the grace of God is on his life and he see it, he said, eternal glory by the grace, by Christ Jesus. Excuse me. See, when you're reading this, you got to understand that these men was on two separate roads, but they all was operating under the grace of God. And so, and it was all oneness, too. Let me make sure everybody understand that. So he said, grace, that God had all grace. And we've been called. Now, let me say something else, too, because sometimes people get this kind of misconstrued, too. So let me make sure everybody understand. He says, call. Now, because I called you don't mean you answered the phone.
All right, now. Say that.
You call that a miss. See, everybody been called, haven't answered the phone. Because there's a call there, don't mean you answered it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes some folks longer to answer the call. And then some folks never answer the call. They don't want to be bothered, so they don't answer it. So the call is out there, and we've been called to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, he suffered a little while. Make your perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle. So you've been called to this thing, eternal glory, brothers and sisters.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's a call on your life. Now, if you accept it or not, it's a whole nother ball game.
Amen.
But God is not going to repent because he called you. He's not going to say, well, I ain't calling them no more. No, the call is out there. And it's going to ring and ring and ring and ring and ring and ring and ring till you either answer or you die.
All right, now, say that.
The Bible says, there were those who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in the children, and somebody in the brothers are they that are in the world and they walk in disobedience. He said, now that same calling is out there, but you answered the call. That's why he tells us to be sober. Pay attention, brothers and sisters. Pay attention. Be sober. Because your adversary, the devil, he's as a roaring lion. He walking about seeking whom he may devour. See, all he want to do is get your mind off the things of the Lord, because the Bible says they that keep their mind on the Lord but keep them in perfect peace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So Satan got what he want to bring to get you out of that peace, that perfect peace. But anyway, that was another thing that jumped out at me, because it said, but the God of all grace. And man, I said, wow, isn't that something? Out of all the grace in the world, God is yet the God of it. And I just thought, that was worth commenting on. Anybody else?
Amen. Well, Pastor, I like to read that out of God's word. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. It said, God who shows you his kindness and who has called you through Christ Jesus to his eternal glory, will restore you, strengthen you, make you strong, and support you as you suffer for a little while. Power belongs to him forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
No matter what we're going through, We just have to hold on, because that word said, God who shows you his kindness, that means his grace, and who has called you through Christ Jesus to his eternal glory, will restore you, strengthen you, make you strong, and support you as you suffer for a little while. Hallelujah. All the power belongs to him. Hallelujah. So it's going to be all right. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. It's going to be all right. Good. See, that's another thing grace does. Grace make it all right.
Yeah.
It fixes everything. It's like when you're...
Yeah, it fixes everything.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it fixes
when you take pinochle or spades and you got a trump card, God can beat your trump card.
Mm-hmm.
God can make anything happen. They say, oh, but the small print is here. Well, if you have faith in God and you know you got him with you, that small print doesn't mean anything if God wants to give you your favor and you're a believer. Yeah.
All right.
He can make anything happen. I'm a believer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen,
you
amen.
Know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy, I think it's 1:9, he says, who have saved us and called us with an holy calling according to our works, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. See, God already had planned. This was in his plan to give you grace before you even got here. Grace was waiting on you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You know, so your grandmama, great-grandmama, great-granddad, all they had to do was just follow the plan. So since they followed the plan and you got here, God said, I had grace for you before the foundation of the world. That's what the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
And I just happened, I felt like when I hit the door, grace was with, grace been with me. When my brother was trying to beat me up and take me out of the baby bed, my grace was with me right then. When I went to school on my first day and I didn't want to go and I cried, grace was with me right
then. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
When I was nervous and didn't know how that first interview was going to happen with that job, grace was with me right then. Grace been with me from the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now let me
introduce
you to something because it's been with you too. You just got
hallelujah.
To go back and it was right there. Sort of
that's
like,
fast.
You know, the Bible says in Psalms, it said 23, I think it's about the 6th verse, it says, surely it's a guarantee goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. If you just look around.
Hallelujah.
Number faith what causes grace to operate. Really?
Come on now.
Say that, Pastor.
You began to speak what the Word of God says. I was telling y'all about my sister. Hey, she was praying for me, and she spoke everything the Word of God said. And now she don't know this, but everything she prayed about, what I had just asked God about. So God was confirming what I asked for a prayer.
Praise God, praise God. Won't he do it?
That's how it works, brother and sister.
Hallelujah.
If you understand purpose for grace, grace is there for you. No matter where you go, what you're going to do, grace is right there.
Thank you, Lord.
And it will
manifest it.
It will manifest itself right before
it will.
The very
your
presence.
Yes.
No reason that is a help in time. I mean, God said, I'm going to spread a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The enemy don't even know what's going on. And God got grace covering.
Say that.
No reason nobody can bring a charge against the child of God. Can't do
That's
it.
Right.
Because grace is there.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I know sometimes folks, they go like, man, you don't, I know because sometimes folks just don't understand how I be thinking. But you know what? I couldn't be a miscarriage. I couldn't, it wasn't going to happen to me.
Come on now.
Grace was there before the foundation of the world to watch over me.
Yes, hallelujah.
Grace, mama, sit down, Mary. Sit down. You're doing too much. My mom was a real busy lady. She always doing things, cooking, cleaning, working, da da da. But Grace wanted to sit down. You ain't this one here.
All right.
See, I believe like that. Now, other people may have a problem with that. Well, how you know what happened? Well, I know what Grace does. Grace protects me. I had to be protected.
Thank you, Grace, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. See, I became a partaker of grace.
Yeah. Right. Hallelujah.
But anyway, another scripture jumped out at me this week. It was John 1:14, where God talked about Christ was full of grace. Another one jumped out at me was John 1:17. Now, the reason John 1:17 really jumped out at me is because this was John's testimony. This is his testimony. So you got to see that as his testimony. So let's read John 1:17. Let somebody else got it. See, I'm just going over some of the things that we went over this week. So if you have a scripture you want to share, we went over this week, don't hesitate, because I have a whole bunch of them we shared this week. So in John 1:17, if you will, Evangelist Sharon.
It reads as follows: For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From the Message Bible. We all live off his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. We got the basic from Moses, and then this exuberant giving and receiving, the endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus the Messiah. Amen, amen.
You know, Moses depend on God's grace. We talked about that thing, Pastor and Evangelist Sharon. I thank God for y'all Tuesday talking about that. He had to depend on the grace. Folks complaining and murmuring about everything, getting on the man's nerves, causing the man to do all this. So finally he went to God about the whole situation. Pastor did such a job of, I should let her come in on that. And matter of fact, I want you to come in on it. And matter of fact, I just let you comment on it, period. And tell us a little bit about that, Pastor.
Praise God, praise God. So the scripture, I'm going to read it also from God's word. Because it says, each of us has received one gift after another because of all that the word is. Laws were given through Moses, but kindness and truth came into existence through Jesus Christ. So we know that the law was given to Moses, amen, and the people, just like the people of today, grumble, complain. They went on about why, you know, you bring us out here, and here we have We had meat when we was, you know, in Egypt, and we ate well. I mean, they was complaining about everything. And so Moses went to God about it. And you know, he wanted to ask God, did you just, you know, why are you putting this all on me? I think in one scripture he said that they were like, you know, babies. They were children. And he was asking God, was he supposed to carry him around, you know, on this? And so he told God, if this is all to it, then just take me. Just kill me, you know, just take me. And so, you know, a lot of times, even in our society today, you can be so upset the way people are doing and the way they're talking, the way they treat you. But we got to remember God's grace and remember that through it all, we can make it. And as the scripture said, we are overcomers. And I meant to write that scripture down where it talked about when Moses really got fed up with the what was going on and the people complaining. I did, but I didn't highlight it. So, you know, and then I love the fact that Moses found favor in God and that God just helped him through it all. When the people complained and grumbled, it was favored, you know, they had God's favor too, but still, oh, it was in Exodus. Yeah, here we go. I'm sorry, Pastor.
That's okay.
In Exodus 3, well, actually, let's go to Exodus 11 and verse 3.
So Cain's reads as follows. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servant, and in the sight of the people. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, verses 2 and 3, I'm sorry, I'm going to read that. It says, so here's what you do. Tell the people to ask each man from his neighbor and each woman from her neighbor for things made of silver and gold. And this is when God was delivering the people out of bondage. They were being set free. So they didn't go out empty-handed. Isn't that good to know? That lets us know that we don't have to worry because they didn't go out in empty-handed. And verse, God gave them favor. So that was the favor that you see in the sight of Egypt. And then in Exodus, it was another verse that, Pastor, was that Numbers, Pastor?
Yeah, it was number 11.
Yes, it was number. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go there, and then I'm going to give it back to Pastor. Let's read that, because that explains the people really grumbling. That's what I wanted. Okay, so Numbers 11:11.
11:11?
Yes, please.
Yes, Pastor. 11:11 in King James, Numbers 11:11 reads as follows. And Moses said unto the Lord, wherefore hast thou afflicted the servant, and wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Amen.
Amen, amen. And so from the Message Bible it says, Moses said to God, why are you treating me this way? What did I ever do to you to deserve this? Did I conceive them? Was I their mother? So why dump the responsibility on this people on me? Why tell me to carry them around like a nursing mother, carry them all the way to the land you promised to their ancestors? Where am I supposed to get meat for all these people who are whining to me? Give us meat. We want meat. I can't do this by myself. It's too much. All these people, if this is how you intend to treat me, do me a favor and kill me. I've seen enough. I've had enough. Let me out of here. So see there, Moses, he had got frustrated. Amen. And
amen.
And the people just complain. And Moses is following God, and he has special favor. I mean, he has favor with God, but the people just grumble. So that's what we want to bring out. We don't want to be that way. If the people fell to grumbling over their hard life. We may go through struggles. We may go through trials, but let's not grumble. Let's trust God, because we do, as pastors say, do have the favor of God. So let's trust him in everything. Back to you, Pastor. Or Evangelist.
Thank you so much, Evangelist P. Sharon and Pastor. It was that we wanted to make sure that everybody understood what was going on. Moses had found favor with God as well, and he realized he had a relationship with God, with favor. So when it came to the point in time where it wasn't there, it was like, what's going on, Lord? What happened?
Right.
You put all this on me? What's really happening here? I mean, where's my favor at? You know, where's the grace that you've been letting me use all this time? I know I got the law. I'm giving the people the law, but I won't take care of what I need to be taken care of. See, that's what you got to understand. The law was limited. So you got to make a decision that you're going to either live by the law or you're going to live by Christ, grace, and truth.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to make the decision to live by truth and grace, and grace and truth, and truth, grace. That's what I need.
Yeah.
I just need God's word. I need that truth, and I need his grace. And so Moses realized, hey, he had the law, because the Bible says he was the lawgiver. And that's what happened. But he did grace as well. So he wanted to know, Lord, what was the favor at? See, sometimes, brothers and sisters, you got to have the favor of God on your life. And I don't care how much you keep the law, how much you try to go by the law, there's sometimes you need favor. You need the grace of God. Overrides the law, if you can see that.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
amen.
Also, trusting God area as well. So we talked about trusting God. That was another thing that was brought out week. And I thank Pastor Evangelist Sharon for bringing that there. And you know, I want to say something too, because Wednesday, we went over some things Wednesday, but before the time ran out, I want to thank God for Thankful Thursday. I went back and listened, and I'm going to tell you, I thank God for each and every one of you all. Y'all just bless my heart to let me know and the Spirit know that God is working in your life. I've seen growth. I seen maturity. And what for me is an Evangelist Renee Johnson. She wasn't having it, Pastor. She wasn't gonna let you. She wasn't gonna let you do all that by yourself. It just blessed me. The way I guess I looked at it, she go, okay, let me tell y'all what happened. I depend on my big sister, but y'all, I want y'all to know that here's what happened. It was just a blessing, and then to hear Evangelist Sharon witness to the word like she did. One thing she said that I thought was real interesting is that she could never understand the book of the King James Version. She could never understand it. And then all of a sudden, she read the Message Bible, because it was just real good, down to earth, right in her generation, right down to And then God said, you know what? You're not reading this any longer. We're going to have Pastor to read the Messenger, and you go to King James. Well, she's reading stuff. Say, you know what? I had to get intimate. I mean, you got to understand what she's saying. King James Version, she began to understand that thing. And she said, I thank God for that. I thank God for the King James Version. Because, see, all them years, God didn't open her eyes to the King James.
Right.
She had to go through Muslim stuff. She went through a whole bunch of other stuff. And finally, God opened her eyes. That's a blessing, man. See, that's what grace does. It keeps you where you need to be until God get ready to elevate you, take you to the next level, or take you to the place where he want to talk to you so he can deal with you. That girl read, excuse me for saying that girl, but anyway, that evangelist, she gets in the King James Version. Now, boy, she just go, but wow. I mean, you got grace on that stuff.
Praise the Lord.
No, I thank God that, you know, Pastor, she recognized the growth in the ministry or in the being.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell y'all, those that don't know it, see, we didn't just start having a broadcast online. God had me doing this, I want to say, 18 years ago. So when Evangelist Sharon said that, see, when you following God knows what the future holds. You just be obedient. Well, Lord, ain't nobody
right.
coming online. That was 18 years ago. Wasn't nobody coming online. But God said, don't you worry about it. It's an appointed time. It's an appointed
That's right. That's right. Amen.
That's right.
And it was the right time because I got to thinking about Brother Greg. So he said, you know, I'm in the Hebrew and I'm learning these words, what the Hebrew mean this and mean that. Mm. And he had this Bible called the BLB or the Blue Letter Bible. And he told us the word means, Shane, and so forth. It's amazing that God knew all of this was going to happen. And I'm saying this because I want somebody to hear this. You walk in obedience.
Yeah.
Forget what your mind tells you. Forget what you feel. Forget what you think.
That.
You walk in obedience to the word of God, to the calling.
Hallelujah.
That calling is for you to be in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Now, another reason I said that. Because Evangelist Renee, she said to me, she said, you know, now every time she sends something, she says Christ Jesus because she's in the spirit. She understands what that means now. But there was times she didn't understand.
Right.
And then she brought it forward and said, okay, I got it now. So she don't ever send me without saying in Christ Jesus because she understands
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
People, you got to understand how important grace is. And then I'm going to anybody else like to
and
have
what
anything
do the,
else?
What do the, in the human experience, people say, oh, I got lucky or I slipped through the cracks. No, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? They got lucky. No, that was the grace of God that pulled you out of it. That was no luck. What is luck?
All right.
Go ahead. Say that.
There is no luck. There's no luck. That's humans' way of saying that it became their favor, lucky for them. No, that's the grace of God that gave you something that you know should have went that way. So you call it luck. It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. Well, I must have slipped through the cracks. Yeah, you must have. The grace of God saved you because he felt like he should be saved, whether you felt like you deserved it or don't know how you got it or not. God gave it to you. There's no such thing. But when you start being in the spirit and living in the spirit, you'll understand that you operate and you're stronger if you move in the spirit and try to be less of human things, because we're not humans. We're just an experience. So we need to stick to who we are. You know, not our sinning self.
All right.
And we're always going to be victorious, you know. And the moment you start doubting that means you're too far away from God, or you're not trusting God, because you know you can't do it. So you're not trusting God. So it may never work out. Sometimes it does, because God gives us favor when we don't even deserve it sometimes. So once you live in the grace of God, you want to tell everybody, and you don't care where you are. You always bring up his name and you worship him. That's all you want to talk about. Yeah, what else is really important?
All right.
All the blessings and all the provisions he made for us before the world was even made. Covers all bases. You know, I was trying to give people an example, like people that play cards and they pick books and they have spades, and so the spade, if you run out, that beats everything. Or if you play pinochle, whatever your trump is, you pick everything. Well, God trumps everything in all situations, not in cards. It is just awesome. Amen.
Evangelist Shannon, I'm gonna see what you know about some cards. See if you know anything about Midwest or something. You know, I know y'all.
Watch out there, man.
You know. But, anyway, Evangelist Day.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want to piggyback on Evangelist Sharon. I have a saying, I say, luck is a chance, but God has a plan.
Go ahead now. Say that. Say that.
But, you know, we was talking about God's favor, and I can tell you I've been blessed since the day I come into the world. In 1961, preemies didn't live. Premature babies did not live, but God, he blessed me. He leaves me here for a reason.
Yeah.
I had an experience 2 years ago when I was in the hospital with that infection in my foot. When I was there, I had a vision. I was running down a dark hall, and there was doors on both sides, and I'm just running. I hear my mom's voice. I'm trying to get there. She say, "No, baby, turn around, go back, go back." And I came, turned around and came back. And what was going on during that time, they was flashing lights in my eyes. My pupils wasn't responding. They was getting worried, like, uh-oh, what's going on? God is in control.
Yeah.
You know, he's just in control, and he has a plan. He shows us things. It's whether or not he ain't going to show it like man can see it, but through the Spirit. He talks to us.
I'm thankful
for all his blessings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep praying and talking with him. You got to have that relationship.
Hallelujah.
Excuse me, you guys. I just wanted to say real briefly, I've been just so blessed by all of you guys' words of encouragement and the word of God, and I just want to say I thank you. And I love you guys with the love of the Lord, and I'll be joining you guys again soon. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you. Bless you too. God bless you
Thank
too.
You. You know, I'm going to say this in closing. Oh, Revelation 22 and 21 tells us finally, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So that's what I'm going to leave with you all today, that the grace of God be with you all. Amen. And see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.